الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن قال الله عز وجل وإن خفتم ألا تقسطوا في اليتامى فانكحوا ما طاب لكم من النساء مثنى وثلاث ورباع فإن خفتم ألا تعدلوا فواحدة أو ما ملكت أيمانكم ذلك أدنى ألا تعولوا وآتوا النساء صدقاتهن نحلة فإن طبن لكم عن شيء منه نفسا فكلوه هنيئا مريئا صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we spoke about looking after the rights, the huquq of the yatama, of the orphans, with regards to their wealth and property. So in as far as that is concerned, how we should maintain and look after the huquq, the rights. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a specific scenario. This is with regards to marrying the yatama, those girls that are orphans. So supposedly the wali of that girl, the one who's in charge of that girl, decides to marry her. Perhaps her beauty and her wealth pleases him and he's appeased to, and he's happy to marry her. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him to act justly and to deal in a fair way. So he must be just to her in terms of giving her the right mahar which she deserves. So he must give her a fair mahar, the right mahar which she deserves. And how would he know that? He would offer, he should make her an offer like what other people would have offered her for her wealth and for her beauty, so that he doesn't become, so that he doesn't do something that is unfair to her, because she is a yatima and she didn't yet reach that age of puberty, she's still an orphan. So supposedly he decides to marry her, then he must be fair to her in that regard as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa in khiftum alla tuqsitu fil yatama. Allah is addressing the wali here, that if you fear that you're not gonna deal justly with regards to these yatama, these girls who are orphans, then fankihu ma taba lakum min an-nisa'i mathna wa thulatha wa ruba'. Then there's plenty of other women that you can marry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and you can marry whoever you like. Mathna wa thulatha wa ruba'. It can be two also, it can be three also, and it can be four. The maximum that a person can have at one time is four wives and not more than that. It cannot exceed that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. And if you fear that you can't be just, that you wouldn't be just with so many wives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then keep to one wife, فَوَاحِدَة, then keep to one wife, أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ إِيمَانُكُمْ, or keep the slaves that you have. Keep the woman slaves that you have. ذَلِكَ أَدْنَا أَلَّا تَعُولُوا. Allah says, that is likelier for you not to exceed the bounds and to go beyond the limits. Allah says, وَآتُوا النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةً. Then supposedly, when a person gets married, then he has to give the mahar. So Allah says, then give the woman the mahar, صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ, give it to them. فَإِنْ طِبَنَ لَكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ نَفْسًا فَكُلُوهُ هَنِيئًا مَرِيئًا. But if these wives of yours, if for some reason they feel that they could give you back some of the mahar that you gave them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now once you are married, and if they are happy to give you from the mahar that you gave them already, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because the nikah has already been done, then you may take it. فَكُلُوهُ هَنِيئًا مَرِيئًا. Then Allah says, by all means you are welcome to enjoy that wealth also with them with pleasure.